The Pregnancy Care Clinic in Oak Harbor, as many of you know, now has a branch ministry in Langley, meeting at the Christian Missionary Alliance Church there. And so it has two outlets on the island. You know, our church has an interesting history with Pregnancy Care Clinic in that Kathy Stambaugh, who was the original director of that ministry, was a member of the church here, along with her husband, a number of years. And so we had that connection there. My wife served on the board down there for a number of years as well. And so over the years, we've had a pretty close connection. But I don't think that we have ever had the current director here to that we could meet her and that she could share a little bit with us. But today, Cheryl Dykstra is here. She's been there, is it 4 years now, Cheryl, as the director of the Pregnancy Care Clinic. So, Cheryl, will you come and share with us a little bit about that ministry and those things that are on your heart? I welcome you to our church.
Thank you so much. Yes, it was 4 years last night, or yesterday actually, that I have been the director for Pregnancy Care Clinic, and so they threw me a big party in Langley. Actually, we had a dessert banquet, but it just so happened to fall on that day. So, anyways, I am just so delighted to be able to be here today to share a little bit about Pregnancy Care Clinic. And I do thank you. I know that you are all great supporters of Pregnancy Care Clinic, and I know that you support in many different ways, and we appreciate you for that. I want to begin by sharing our mission statement. And Pregnancy Care Clinic is an outreach of Jesus Christ through His church. Pregnancy Care Clinic is committed to encouraging life-affirming decisions to ensure preborn babies are carried to term, to empower with sexual integrity education, and to offer hope found exclusively in the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have the opportunity to offer many services to our clients, and this actually helps us to meet our mission. Our services are provided free and confidential to our clients. We provide pregnancy testing, limited ultrasound. We have a whole array of parenting classes, life skill classes, Bible studies for healing from abortion and loss through miscarriage, and also healing from sexual abuse. Some of the other practical helps that we have that we provide are baby clothing, diapers, food, formula, layettes, dressers, and I know a lot of you are involved in putting together these lovely dressers that are for a lot of girls that are really having a hard time, and we know that they will never have a baby shower, so they are presented with those after completing their parenting classes. As was stated, we have two locations. As far as our clients, so you can see how our clientele has actually been growing over the last few years, in 2008, we had 1,223 appointments, and last year it went up to 1,736. And this year so far, by the end of April, we have already had 650 appointments. Our parenting classes went up from 372 in 2008. Last year we had 688 parenting classes. And this year so far, 315. We provide new cribs and mattresses to our clients who complete 8 parenting classes, and then we also have car seats, brand new car seats that we would provide for them. Over the past 8 years, we have seen 250, and this is only the people that we can actually keep track of, who have come to us either abortion vulnerable, abortion minded. 250 in the last year have changed their mind about going through with their pregnancy. So on this island, the people just on Whidbey Island, there's been, that we know of, 30 women who have chosen life, and their babies are alive today. So that's a good thing. Previously, I mentioned ultrasound, and we know that God has given us great advances in technology. We now have the ability to see clearly what is taking place as babies are being knitted together in their mother's womb. And this truly leaves no room for confusion about what abortion is and the devastation that takes place as a result of it. But putting aside what we know, what we now know, just because of technology, I'd like to look into God's Word and just see what Scripture says and what it tells us about life in the womb. And this life in the womb, this is the life, the new life that we are to be defending, and I think we are all doing a good job of that. And I took some information off of a website that is called abort73.com, so I'd like to read it to you. It says that despite the fact that the word abortion does not appear in the Bible, there remains a very clear and straightforward path upon which we can determine God's view of abortion. Since the Bible is explicit in its condemnation of murder, if we can find evidence that the Bible views human life before birth to be just as valuable as human life after birth, then abortion is biblically condemned under a much broader banner. This is, in fact, just what we find. There are a number of examples where Scripture uses the exact same words to describe babies before birth and babies after birth. In Genesis 25:22, we read, "The children struggled together within her," speaking of the twins in Rebekah's womb. The word "children" is the ordinary word used for children or sons outside the womb. Luke 1:41 tells us that when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. This is the same word for babe that is used in Luke 2:12 and 16 for the baby Jesus, and in Luke 18:15 for infants. So even more significant than the word usage is the description of what this unborn child did. John the Baptist, still in the womb, leaped for joy in recognition of the presence of Christ, who is also still in the womb. This is an in utero prophecy of the arrival of Christ, and that is an astounding reality. There is also testimony in the Bible of biblical authors describing themselves in the womb in very personal terms. In Psalm 51:5, David refers to himself in the womb as "I and me." It was David in the womb of his mother. It wasn't an it or a thing. It wasn't a pre-David. Isaiah speaks the same way in Isaiah 49:1. He says, "The Lord called me from the womb. From the body of my mother he named me." God's call upon Isaiah came before he was born. When the prophet was in the womb of his mother, God called him. Jeremiah 1:5 says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I have appointed you a prophet to the nations." Before Jeremiah was even formed, God knew him. His consecration came before birth, not after. Luke 1:15 states that John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Spirit while yet in his mother's womb. There is no biblical evidence of non-persons being filled with the Holy Spirit, and John the Baptist was before he was born. Finally, in Galatians 1:15, Paul says that God set him apart even from his mother's womb. God's calling comes before birth, and that is of no small significance in the abortion debate. Another insight into the Bible's view of unborn life comes through the various passages like Psalm 139:13 that speaks of God's unique person-forming work in the womb. In Job 31:13-15, Job argues that it is God's work in the womb that compels him not to mistreat his servant. Says, "Does not he who made me in the womb make him, and the same one fashion us in the womb? Even though Job was born to a free woman, and his servant was born to a bond woman, they were both formed by God in the womb, and this becomes the basis for their mutual dignity and worth." Abortion destroys something that God is actively creating. And as Job 1:21 tells us, God alone has the right to give and to take life. Pastor John Piper says it this way in a January 1997 sermon, "Abortion is evil because what is happening in the womb is the unique person-forming work of God, and therefore abortion is an assault on the creator rights of the King of the universe to bring eternal persons into existence." In a sermon delivered the following year, he goes on to say, To attack the human being in the womb and kill him or her is to assault God. God is making the child. God is weaving a unique image of his divine glory with the purpose of imaging forth that glory in the world. Killing the child is an attack on God's glory and is treason against the ruler of the universe. So children in the womb are regarded as people. They are regarded with honor. As difficult as it can sometimes be, we must be intentional about defending new life in the womb. And I believe that Pregnancy Care Clinic is really doing a good job in defending new life. Not only new life in the womb, but also new life in Christ for the moms. And we take our mission serious. We make the most of our time that we spend with our clients to ensure that if they're open to it, they hear the news about the hope that we have in Christ alone. So I want to thank you for all making it possible for us to be able to meet with the clients that we do on Whidbey Island. And we are just praising God for all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. Next week, we will begin the baby bottle boomerang, and we will distribute those baby bottles for you to have in your home until Father's Day, when we will collect them with the funds that you place in them that will go to serve this ministry. We didn't mention, but Sue Martell is a member of our church, is the nurse manager. The one that handles ultrasounds, and that's been a really vital part of the ministry there. I'd like to pray for you, Cheryl, and for that ministry. Lord, thank you for Cheryl and the leadership that she gives, and for all of those staff and volunteers who work with her there at the Pregnancy Care Clinic, as they seek to defend the lives of the unborn, and to what good news it is for us to learn that babies are being born these days that would have been aborted had it not been for the intervention that has come through the PCC. And Lord, thank you for the witness for Christ and the witness for the gospel that is extended there, and for new life in Christ that has been experienced by numerous people, not only prospective moms, but also the fathers of some of these children. And I just thank you for the extensive ministry. Thank you for the emphasis on the right kind of choices for young people to make to avoid pregnancy. Thank you for the parenting classes that have been offered and all the other things that are provided in this way in order that that ministry might continue to have a powerful impact and protect the lives of unborn children. So we give you praise in Christ's name. Amen.